Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Dolly!
Hey, Dolly!
How we dollying today?
I do love that national anthem, but it definitely gives me Christmas vibes.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
With the orchestra?
I don't know, just something about the way she sings that just reminds me of...
It's weird you said that just
then. Why?
Because I was thinking of, do you hear what I hear in the shower today?
No way.
I swear.
Yesterday I was totally in like the I need a fireplace and Christmas decorations vibe. That's so weird.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Christmas in February.
I need it in my life.
Today is actually... Oh, why doesn't it tell me right away? Why does it do this?
I don't know.
You know the national days.
Oh, yes.
Oh, today is National Leadership Day.
Oh, I love that.
So if you feel like today to
lead,
pump up your leadership status,
go ahead and do that.
Today is also National Love Your Pet Day.
Aww.
We love those.
I don't have those, but love on them if you do.
I love other people's pets.
I do love other people's pets.
Also National Comfy Day.
Yeah.
Comfy?
Comfy.
Oh, I'd like to be comfy.
Oh, there's nothing better than being comfy.
I'm not
I know
comfy
that
today,
because I'm in
it.
Some tragic pain once again with my neck.
I know, I'm really upset for you.
I don't know I do know what's going on. It's called, hey, for 20 years, you laid down on the couch in the plank position, and then you had your head propped up by a pillow for 20 years. So me forcing my neck up for that long on, like, you know, that's just my natural watching TV position.
Uh-huh.
I don't, like, sit down in a chair.
It's so dad, by the way. Like, that's such a dad position to be in on the couch.
It's National Comfy Day.
So you're going to go home and do that?
So that's why me being comfy for that long has now screwed up my neck. So we're working it out. I got an update for you. It's pretty intense.
I'm excited to hear about it.
To the tune of a few thousand dollars.
Oh.
And this is not including surgery.
That's wild.
And then they put me on some sorcery machine where I was like, what's happening right now? Is this real? It's a wild world.
As
the unregulated world of chiropractic surgery.
I'm an avid chiropractor patient. I can't wait to hear about your experience. I have a feeling ours are going to be vastly different.
Camel Nation, happy Tiny Friday. Not Friday.
Tiny Friday.
A National Comfy Day. Get comfy. Stick around.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ooh, I love a good sibling rivalry.
Oh, honestly, same.
And thank you, siblings, for allowing me to break the news to one another. We're going to call McKenna this morning.
Okay, why?
Because her sister Tara says she always drinks all of her sugar-free creamer.
Uh-huh.
She never leaves any for her, so she's been replacing it. Get this, with the real stuff, with the sugar in it.
With the sugars, oh boy.
And okay. So she's been drinking it down, and we're going to break the news to her right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this McKenna?
Why? Who is this? Who is this?
Thanks for answering.
Call?
This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news from your sister, Tara.
Tara?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know a Nico. What do you mean?
There are so many questions happening. Just let me break the news, please. Your sister, Tara, wanted me to tell you that the sweetener that you've been stealing out of her fridge is not sugar-free. She replaced it, without you knowing it, with the actual sugar full. So that delicious French vanilla is making your hips bigger with every sip.
Are you serious? What? That oh, my God. What? I knew it tasted too good to be true.
It tasted too good, right? Hey, McKenna.
That. Oh, my God. I'm going to get her.
It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country.
This is so sibling classic.
Oh my God, she's dead. Oh my God, I'll be honest with you.
Hilarious. I'll be honest. This struck a chord with me because everybody said, "Hey, you should try the almond milk at Starbucks," and I didn't know it was like drinking soda. Like I thought almond milk. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're totally fine.
Because I'm healthy. Lactose. It's almonds.
So
right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but she's been fattening you up.
Oh my God, and I swear, and she's such a hater because she know I've been stealing it because it's so good. You're like, no way, this sugar free and stuff. So I was gonna replace the bottle, but now I'm not. I'm gonna buy my own sugar free bottle, and I'm gonna buy her a regular one and fill it with the sugar free stuff to get her back.
The plot is thickening.
So nice. Oh my gosh,
that's amazing.
Nico breaks the news mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne and Nico on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I think what I tried to do, Cheyenne, is go a little too high class with my health care.
Because why would we do that?
Because I can't afford that. I should have just been realistic and said, you know what? Corner of 7th and Roosevelt. Hey, man, can you just punch me in the neck a couple times? We should be good to go.
Yeah.
So if you haven't or you've been following along with the story, last week around Friday, my neck started tightening up and getting very sore out of nowhere. And apparently it's because of years and years of bad posture and also like lying down flat on my back with my head perched up to watch television on my couch.
Right.
That's my position. It's just very relaxing and it's comfy.
Yeah, you like it.
So I went into a chiropractor that had amazing reviews on Yelp. I'm talking like 4.8 stars with 1,200 reviews.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a great spot. I'm not going to talk badly about them at all because if I had the time and the money to commit myself to their regimen of getting fixed, it would take me $4,300 in 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So I kind of need like somebody to just give me that old or Instagram like crack-a-lackin.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen those Instagram videos.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where they're like, take a deep breath. Like, I need that.
That's my chiropractor.
This guy was great. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. Again, the whole facility is amazing. Everybody there was amazing. A little pricey because my insurance isn't going to cover this one, but I am going to go to a chiropractor that is available with my insurance. I just had to wait for it.
Right.
So anyway, I go in there. They show me the x-rays, Cheyenne. I'm telling you, there is no difference between a healthy neck vertebrae and my health vertebrae. So I'm going...
At least your untrained eye.
What are you trying to tell me here, sir? Because he's almost trying to make it like dramatic. And I'm going, what is this show all about? Like, let's get down to it. Like, let's get in there. Let's grind on my neck a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a pinched nerve and I need that pressure released. So he's like, no, look. If I start grinding on your neck, it's going to probably do more harm than good because it is your neck. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, you could be paralyzed by any wrong movements in your neck.
100%.
In my opinion, he was very delicate with me. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man. When are you going to hit me with the good stuff?
I'm spry.
I'm loving it. I'm waiting for it. Come on, hit me with the good stuff. So he's like, okay, now we're going to go over use this other sorcery, which was this other machine that it was like a necklace that you put around your neck. And it like magnetically stimulates your muscles to enhance blood flow around your neck. I don't know. It was kind of one of those things where I'm like, yeah, okay. Can you just crack my neck, please?
Yeah.
I need a good cracking. Needless to say, I'm not returning to that place.
Although, he didn't crack your neck at the end of the day.
He did not. He gave it like a massage plus.
Ew.
Yeah, like that was the realignment.
Can I have the massage plus a crack?
Plus?
Yeah.
That's where we left it off.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because I've been in your shoes. So I know pain you're
in. I got
in.
A little bit more mobility because he did work out some of that stiffness. Uh-huh. But a lot of that was because the muscles and the joints were inflamed.
Right.
Because of the pain.
Yeah.
So as the inflammation subsides and it goes down a little bit, you know, you got more range of motion. And I even told him, I'm like, yeah, but you're kind of like telling me that I didn't have a range of motion because... of the x-rays. And when I walked in, my neck is no more mobile than it was a week ago. Like a week ago, I can move it full. It didn't just happen overnight. Like it happened overnight. So you can't compare that to like an immobile neck. And he's like, you should be able to bend it this far. And I'm like, wait, I can. Just right now, I can't.
Yeah. Like, you're not, you're looking at it from a different perspective than, like, where he needs to be looking at it.
Yeah, he assumed.
Like, this is a right now problem.
Yeah, he assumed that my neck was always that mobile.
Right.
And I'm like, no, you don't.
This is.
Give me the Kraken!
This is what we call an acute problem, which means it's happening right now.
Exactly.
This is a right now problem.
Yeah.
So fix it right now.
So, I'm going to, if any chiropractors want to crack me up, come on by.
I'm telling you, I'll send you to my guy. My guy's phenomenal.
I will have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's where the journey continues on the neck drama.
All right.
Move it a little bit more.
Well, TBC.
Yeah.
To be continued.
You know, I'm not going to any Brantley Gilbert shows anytime soon.
No headbangers.
There's no headbanging. Is the arena that the Phoenix Suns play in...
Cursed?
I'm
so glad we were on the same page with that, because that was not planned.
Absolutely. I knew of several stadiums and arenas growing up, and for the most part, the name never changed.
Yeah, mine's never did neither.
Like Madison Square Garden. They never turned it into Square Garden.
It's basically a billboard.
Yeah, exactly.
So when the money runs out or they decide to go elsewhere, you know. It changes.
Yeah, it just changes so frequently, in my opinion.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Because it's been over 30 years, and it's only had four names.
It's only...
Oh, four names in 40 years?
It's only had four names.
I will tell you, the...
30 years, four names.
Arena, or dome, as it's called in my hometown, has been the Yakima Sun Dome since the day I was born.
Yeah. There you go. I don't know how many corporate sponsors are going to be like, you know what we really need to get? That Yakima Sun Dome.
I didn't say anything, but I was like, I don't know. They seem like they're missing out on some bread there.
I don't know. Maybe.
But it's like a pretty high value arena here in Phoenix, obviously.
Yeah.
They do a lot of great concerts there.
Yeah.
It would be more valuable if we had a hockey team and they played there on the off days, but you know.
Sorry, I had something stuck in my throat.
Yeah, I was just throwing these ideas out there. So I was throwing out some ideas the other night, and I was like, you know what? How about the Camel Print Dome Arena? The Camel Print Arena.
That doesn't really have a ring to it.
Camels have prints.
Why are you trying to keep print, though?
Camels have print.
Camels have toes.
Camels have prints and toes. Camel Toe Arena.
Camel Toe Arena.
There we go.
We
found our new name.
I like NNC Arena.
Nico and Cheyenne Arena. I see what you're doing
NNC.
There.
Yeah.
Plus A.
NCA. NCA Arena.
For those that don't understand what's happening, Nico and Cheyenne and AB Baby. it happens so frequently. We got to give it a new name.
It's had two names since I've been here, and I moved here December 2019. When I first moved here, it was Talking Stick Arena.
Yep.
And then it was Footprint, and now it is no more that.
I saw State 48 posted a cool graphic.
That looked sick.
State 48 Arena?
If I was State 48, I would try to find that in my budget anywhere that I could.
Find that in the budget.
I don't know where,
but it looks sick.
It's a lot of money.
I know.
What does it cost? Like $5 million a year, probably?
Man, I don't even
probably
guess.
More than that?
I just know it's a lot.
It's an expensive billboard.
Yeah, I know it is, but it looks so cool.
I know.
It would be so good for their brand. I'm here for it.
Oh my goodness, y'all.
It
doesn't say it's not public information for the formerly known Footprint Center, but the highest ever amount paid for naming rights belonged to Crypto.com Arena, which is a 20-year sponsorship for $700 million.
Over the course of 20 years, though. So how expensive is that?
20 years, yeah. I mean, that's LA Staples Center right there.
That's wildly expensive.
That's a very, very popular arena, too.
You said it was $7 million over 20
700
years. $700 million.
It's the most expensive naming rights that have ever been paid out. And it's for Crypto.com, which is a Singapore-based crypto company.
So that's $35 million a year.
$35 million a year. And that's LA's, like, I mean, that's where the Lakers play.
Yeah. That's
so
wild. Well, I don't know if State 48 can find that in their budget, but I stand by my previous statement.
Yeah,
if you can figure it out.
Five. Here in Phoenix, it's got to be at least $5 million a year.
It'll be okay.
All right, State 48. Should we start a GoFundMe?
We start something. How about, here's an idea.
We're
going to
start GoFundMe for ourselves.
Everybody go buy stuff from State 48. Yeah. But they can take the name.
It's called selling t-shirts.
Well, we'll see what they, who ponies up and what the new arena, well, not the new arena, what the arena is going to be called.
The new name for the arena.
The new name for the arena.
Until then, it's just Phoenix Arena, which I don't hate either.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Four words I never thought I would hear go together.
Okay.
Jelly Rolls Run Club.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Ding, ding, ding.
Jelly
That's
Roll.
A thing.
I mean, I know that he's been running. It was his goal last year to lose a bunch of weight, and he started running. He did a half, not a half marathon, but he did like a 5K, and he's been working towards a half marathon.
This is incredibly inspiring.
It is something to be inspired by.
Jelly Roll announced on his Instagram on Tuesday that he is launching Jelly Roll's Losers Run Club to help inspire change and create a supportive community for those seeking to improve their health.
I actually really love that. Yeah. I think that that's phenomenal.
This guy went from being like a drug dealer to spending time in the clink to then finding his place amongst the Christianity.
Yeah.
He found the Lord. He's obviously been one of the biggest artists of the past year and a half, 2 years.
He's massive.
Yep. Yep. And now he's just opening up about his personal health transformation journey where he's like, man, how else can I improve my life?
I absolutely love this. I think that this is the best thing that he could be doing is using his platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Do we need another run club? Meh. Like, all you got to do is go to your local Facebook.
Right. No, there's definitely a lot of run clubs.
There's when type
I
in
keep
run
getting
club.
Invited to them. I'm like, yeah. Stop it.
I'm not a runner.
Do I look like a runner to you?
No.
Absolutely not. But does Jelly Roll look like a runner to you?
Also no. But so that's what he does.
That's the inspiration right there, people.
You just added, though, to the list of clubs that we don't really need, but people are going to do it anyways because of who it is. Yeah. And I think that that's great.
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously look at him and be like, "What? Okay, how is this guy going to inspire me?" This guy inspires me every single day.
Yeah, him living is an inspiration.
To think that I'm going through like chiropractic issues with my neck because I sat on my couch weird.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching Jelly Roll like start a run club.
Yeah.
Like, I could be doing better.
And hopefully being a part of the club makes you want to run.
Unless he's like inviting people. Okay. He's like, hey, y'all. Come on down and run with me.
Don't be a liar. Come run.
I want to run this mile. You know what? Riley Green would start a... the teaser of my music video is
Riley
going
Green.
To make you sweat club.
We haven't even talked about this. I don't know if we... Somebody turn on the air conditioning. We don't have the time.
Follow me for some six-pack tips club.
Riley Green can have a club for a lot of things that anybody would join.
Yeah.
He could be like, come watch paint dry with me club. And the ladies would be like, is your shirt off? I'm there.
My wife would agree with that.
Absolutely.
Just when you thought Jelly Roll had nothing left to give. He gives you a run club.
Which we didn't know we needed, but apparently we do.
I want to tell him to chill out, but also, I like this little run he's on right now.
I love this motivational drive he's got. And he looks great. We just saw him at Bird's Nest. He looks fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're asking the Camel Nation, if Jelly Roll can create a run club, what other artists should create a club?
It's a club that you don't really need, but you would join it because it's there.
Yeah.
Morning, y'all.
Morning, Nina.
All right, what kind of club would you create, Nina?
You really want to know?
I mean, yeah. Right.
I mean, you called us.
Yeah. Okay, because I love them both. I love them both, but Blake Shelton should create a club for how to date and marry outside of your league.
Marry outside of your league.
Gwen is top tier. Gwen Stefani is chef's kiss across the board, and he's cool. He's cool, but I mean, he had to have some training of something to be able to pull her. And I just want to know.
Yeah.
What was your tactic?
I think a lot of people are scratching their heads on that one.
I mean, we love Blake. He's great, but I mean, we weren't thinking Gwen.
Yep. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Nation, would you have taken the risk? 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. We do sushi about once a week.
Oh, I love sushi.
It's tough for some families because seven-year-olds don't really eat sushi.
They don't.
My son, on the other hand, he is a sushi gobbler.
Really?
He loves it. He loves the salmon. He loves the tuna. He loves the yellowtail. He loves it all.
I'm surprised that my eight-year-old is not in love with sushi because he loves like trout and salmon. Like he loves the fish.
Yeah.
Won't eat sushi. Refuses to eat it.
Likes it cooked.
Yeah.
The consistency of sushi can put people off.
It's really unfortunate because I love sushi.
So the challenge here is that we live in the desert.
Uh-huh.
And as we all know, we are not right next to the ocean where the sushi is super fresh.
Thank you for pointing that out.
So it's a challenge for us. We're always looking for good sushi spots. And if one has like the tiniest little hiccup, we're like off to the next.
Yeah.
Because it's just sushi. It's not very difficult, guys. It's raw fish.
But also, it's sushi. It's so simple that you can mess it up.
All right.
So don't mess it up.
My point is that we are in the business of finding new sushi spots. I went on Yelp. There's one near our house.
Uh-huh.
And it has amazing reviews, like 4.8 stars.
That's
with
really good.
1,200 reviews.
That's solid. See, I always look at the comment amount.
Yeah.
Along with the star review.
Stars.
Because if you're like a 4.7, but you only have like 100 of your reviews, that's not enough for me.
Yeah, no. Because that means you're a new business. Exactly. You're doing well. I'll see you later.
Yep.
I'll see you in a couple months.
When other people have risked their lives. Yeah. Exactly.
So I look at the address and I was like, oh man, Bell Road popped up.
Bell Road is hit or miss.
It is a long road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are some good parts and there are some meow, meow. So tried it out.
And oh, you risked it.
We risked it.
Because of the amount of comments.
I'm not going to let a couple homeless people in the parking lot push me from this place
okay.
of sushi excellence.
Okay.
I'm not going to let it deter me. So I'm like, you know what? Let's try it, guys. Let's try it. We drive all the way down there. We get to the restaurant. The restaurant is cute.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, they even have like a Japanese like bartender area.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. I mean, the decor was pretty flat except for that one little... little corner. It was like where they hand out the food.
They put all the effort into this one spot.
Yeah, it was
spot.
Just that one spot. Everything else is just like drop ceilings and
yeah.
you know, white paint on the wall.
Perfect.
But hey, I'm not here for the dressing.
Yeah.
I'm here for the sushi.
So how was the sushi?
I would say it was a 9 out of 10.
That's
9 out of 10.
Incredible.
And I've eaten some good sushi in some really, really, really good spots.
Yeah.
And we had like 5 or 6 rolls. Like we ordered way too much food also.
I always do that at sushi. Because
yeah.
I'm like, that's not going to fill me up.
These rolls were like big boy rolls.
Ooh.
You know where sometimes you go into sushi and they're like, they look like like dyes.
They're literally as big as a cigar.
They're tiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
These things were big boy sushi rolls. Yeah.
Were they tightly wrapped?
Yeah.
That's also another thing for me. I need my sushi tightly wrapped.
It can't fall apart.
No.
I hate that.
I do too.
Because they put everything in there so that you enjoy it in one bite.
Exactly.
You can't do like 3 bites because then you're trying different things.
Also, complete side note, sushi is like the worst place to take somebody if you're starting to date because you have to put it in your mouth, right?
Yes.
It's a big bite.
This is so romantic.
But you're like trying to chew it. Like cover your mouth because your mouth is opening. There's so much.
I never thought about that. But yeah, it's a risky first date spot. You find out how many fillings somebody's got on the first date.
It's like, really hard.
Wow. You had a lot of dental work done. Oh, what are you talking about? I'm just eating all my sushi.
This is a place I have been. I went to sushi on a second date. It was very hard to do. It was so hard to do.
That's a tough one right there. I want to encourage you to take the risk.
I don't know, on sushi, that's kind of a hard one for me. It could end up really bad. I did hear someone say one time, you know it's a decent sushi place if you walk in and it doesn't smell like sushi. Like, yeah, it doesn't smell like fish.
Yeah.
Because once it starts to smell like fish.
Yeah, that fish is going bye-bye.
It's not good.
602-894-5653. Text or call us. We want to know from you. I like to call it desert sushi.
That sounds so unappealing. You're eating like a lizard or something.
But you can find some pretty decent sushi here in the desert.
Yeah.
All right. Nico and Cheyenne, who's this? Where are you from?
It's Alyssa from Avondale.
Hey, what do you think about this and trying new sushi spots? It's risky in my opinion, but it paid off in this one.
It's risky, but if you find a great spot, it's worth it.
See?
I get it, but like my tummy doesn't always get it.
Well, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. It doesn't always get it, but
if it was like a burger spot, you know, you'd be like, oh, you know what? We'll try this new burger spot. It's
I could get away with that.
It can be risky. We're in the desert.
Well, we moved from California, so we're spoiled. Like, we've had really, really good sushi.
Yes.
Yeah, I can
absolutely
imagine.
You guys need to try Harumi Sushi. There's one in Phoenix, and there's one in Surprise.
Harumi Sushi.
Yeah, they have purple rice. And it is phenomenal.
Whoa.
Say less. Purple is my favorite
color.
How
elegante. Okay.
Elegante.
Yes, it is so good. The one in Phoenix got a little bit more fancy. The one in Surprise is more like a regular sushi joint. But Harumi Sushi, 100% give it a try.
Alyssa and Avondale, thank you so much for checking in today.
Tell the kids hi.
Absolutely. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Camel, good morning.
Morning, Justin from Apache Junction.
Morning, Justin. All right, what do you think, man? Sushi for a first time can be a little risky.
Check it out, man. So one of my first dates with my now wife, we went to, there used to be a place called Opso on Gilbert and Bayfine.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, it's a teppanyaki, but also a sushi bar. And we did it right, man. If you mix sake bombs in with a sushi date, and you can't go wrong.
Spoken
and
like a true champion.
We did, and it was an excellent time. So regardless of if you're stuffing your face with rice and it's falling apart or not, that's
here
nor
there.
So
you're saying teppanyaki sushi for the win.
It's the combo. We got one in Norterra, and also is like a hit every single time.
I've never been there. I'm going to have to check it out.
You got
to
let your kid do the sake bomb for you, like the slam on the table part.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, you never had a sake bomb?
Hold on 1 second. We've just discovered something ridiculous. Cheyenne said she's never done a sake bomb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
You put two chopsticks on top of a pint of beer.
No.
And then you put a sake shot on top of the chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
And you bang on the table, and the shot falls into the pint of beer, and you drink said pint of beer, henceforth. Sure. Sake bomb.
That sounds pretty delicious. I've just never participated.
A little messy.
Hi.
Oh, they're amazing.
Well, maybe we'll do that for lunch next week or something.
What was your name, Justin?
Justin in Apache Junction.
Yeah, dude. Justin. AJ, baby.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on the health of your marriage, too. Sake bombs is always...
It's a solid setup.
Yeah, it's always a good move.
It's a firm foundation, for sure.
Me and Brooklyn Dana know all about that.
Having a firm foundation?
No, sake bombs.
Oh, okay. I've moved on.
Who's
moved
checking
on
in on the
love
text
of Justin's
messages?
Marriage. Text with the 480, Crazy Tuna on Alma School and Elliot is fantastic.
I think I've heard of that place.
There's so many explanation points behind that. Another one for Harumi Sushi. Again, purple rice.
Whoa,
it must
Harumi.
Be a thing. And then someone else from the 562 said, I'm super specific about my sushi because I lived in Long Beach, California, but I found a really good place called Orient Sushi in Glendale, and it's always clean, always fresh.
That name is questionable, but Orient Sushi, might have to check it out.
Might have to.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Camel Nation. We appreciate it. Try new sushi spots. A little risky for your gut, but it might work out.
It might.
We've all heard of FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out.
But have you heard of FOBO?
What's FOBO?
Fear of better options.
Ew!
Yeah, so basically it's a person choosing between hanging out with you and waiting around for somebody else to reach out to them that's cooler than you.
This also sounds like dating. This is the problem with dating. Is that every person dating anymore has FOBO.
FOBO has taken over dating.
Yeah, it has. Yes.
Has this happened to you recently and you recognize it? You were like, oh my God, they totally they waited to get back to me until they found a better option.
I do have a friend in particular who does have a little bit of FOBO. Like, if they, I don't know if they outrightly do it or if it's like a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
But it feels like that every time you try to make plans with them. It's like, oh, well, maybe.
It can be disguised by someone who's very lackadaisical or like just, I was just hanging out at home. I didn't really like decide to do anything.
Yeah, and it feels
like you're waiting on a better option.
Yeah.
Probably are.
Which is possible. But like sometimes like you want to do stuff with people and I get it. But also maybe it doesn't seem super up your alley.
Exactly.
You know, if it's not, if all your friends are going bowling and bowling's not really your thing.
Yeah.
But you know, like something more your thing might come along. I understand it.
Can you imagine if you invited someone somewhere and they were like, you know, I'm probably going to lay low tonight. And it was like a concert or something. Mm. And then you see them at that concert with someone else.
I have had this happen to me before, actually. Yeah. Not at like the same
concert.
That's
the worst case of FOMO.
Yeah. It was like you invite somebody to do something and they're like, no, I'm going to hang low. Yeah. Like, no big deal. Yeah. And then like 2-3 hours later, they're on their Insta story out in Old Town. Okay.
Oh, what happened? I thought you were too sick to go out.
Yeah.
I caught a second wind.
I can't
don't know.
Go. I'm sick. You're a liar, Karen.
You're a liar.
You're lying.
Karan.
So I have had this happen before, and I do speak from a place of knowledge on this. Like, this is how the dating world is. This is why dating is so hard.
Yeah.
And this is why dating apps, I think, have ruined people, like, having long-term relationships.
Social lives, yeah.
Because options are always there. And here's the thing. Whether it's a dating conversation or if it's doing something with your friends, it doesn't matter what it is. There will always be a better option. There always will be, because it's just like technology, right? They're always going to come out with an upgrade.
I like to think that your first option is always the best option.
Generally, it is.
I'm the ride or die guy.
It's the first person that comes to you. Like, they're coming to you. That's the best, genuine, authentic people.
If somebody hits me up and they're like, oh man, I really want to spend time with Nico, I will 100% grace them with
my gonna be down
presence.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I'm down. Absolutely.
For sure.
I'm the always down guy.
And will something come up where you're like, oh man, that would have been really cool to go to? Yes.
But we still had fun anyway.
But you still had fun. Like, you choose your option, you take it, and you make it the best that you possibly can.
When they first asked me if I had any interest in doing this show, I was like,
where is he going to go with this?
I don't know, guys. Are you guys going to get another co-host? Or am I... No, I'm just playing. I was like, hell yeah, let's go!
I'm a great option.
I told you, I'm a jump on an opportunity type of person. And I think keeping that sporadic behavior keeps me youthful. And also, it makes me feel comfortable. I don't have to, like, think about too many things.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm committed. I'm going, boom, I'm done.
That's what I'm doing. I have an issue with fear of being overstimulated. I'll agree to something, and then when I'm getting ready to go, I get really anxious, and I'm like, I feel like I overcommitted to plans, and now I don't want to leave my house. It's fear of leaving my house is what it is. It's fear of leaving my house.
That's a F-O-L-H.
Yeah, so it's a whole...
That's full.
My fear of is full. Very different. Full is my issue.
It's Swedish. Yeah, full.
Full.
You
I
have
is a full.
Total full. If I was to say the name Harold Jenkins, what would you think?
My grandpa's neighbor.
Yes. And the local florist?
Probably, yes.
A guy working at Walmart greeting you?
He sounds like a detective.
You would not think Conway Twitty, because that is his real name, Harold Jenkins. Yeah.
I honestly did not know that. Also, no part of me ever thought that Conway Twitty was not his real name.
He was like, Harold Jenkins is not a very good DJ, like DJ friendly name. So when they announced me on the radio, I want to have a good, strong name. So he pulled out a map, found two cities, and he said, you know what? Conway, Arkansas, that works for me, and Twitty, Texas.
Conway, okay.
That is his country music name.
That's an interesting route to take. I've never thought of, like, somebody doing that, I guess.
I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
Has openly talked about it, at least.
You always think about, like, your risque adult film name.
I've never thought about this.
Can we say that?
In my life.
Is the street you grew up on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blossom. And,
first pet.
First pet, yeah.
Blossom pet. Shadow.
Great name.
That's a great name.
That's a great name. Mine would be Chatham Sassy.
Oh.
My first pet was a dog named Sassy.
Also, a great name.
Totally different type of adult film star industry name right there. But if I was to do two city names, okay?
Okay.
Because I went to this city. I was driving cross country from Detroit to Las Vegas, and we stopped in Dubuque, Iowa, which is where the Field of Dreams are.
Yeah.
So I would say Dubuque has to be my first name if nice. I was a country music star.
That is rough.
And just because I think in one of Will, I think it was in the Talladega Nights, he called it one of his kids Tallahassee. I think that's the greatest name ever.
Walker in Texas.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It? No Tallahassee?
No Tallahassee.
Well, guess what? There's a Tallahassee now. His name is Dubuque Tallahassee. That is my country music name.
Yeah.
I love it. It also equally sounds like a name that would be like the name of your alter ego. Yeah. Like, you know how Dierks Bentley has Hot Country Nights?
Yeah.
That's what that name sounds like.
Yeah. And Earl Dibbles Jr.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it sounds like your alter ego. Like, you're already famous and then you have an alter ego. Well, that's named Dubuque Tallahassee.
Dubuque Tallahassee, my name. What y'all's name?
I mean, my first name is already the name of a city, so Cheyenne, obviously.
Cheyenne, okay.
You dug deep for that one. But that's cool.
I mean, hey, if it's already there, it's already there.
She dug deep for that one.
It's already there.
We're not playing favorites over here. Well, so what would your last name be?
With that last name.
Yeah. Wyoming.
Oh, come on. That's not even a city.
Oh, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
I get the whole state. The whole state's coming with me. It's so
sauce,
country.
Bro. It's weak sauce.
You know what, though? I wouldn't be shocked if I ever met a Cheyenne, Wyoming. Before,
exactly.
So, okay.
See? Country y'all hate until you're like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
Baby, baby, what you got?
My country name is Abernathy Bucksnort.
Bucksnort is a place?
Bucksnort, Tennessee.
Stop playing.
He definitely pulled out an atlas to find that one.
I don't know how you did it, but you did it, damn it. Abernathy Bucksnort. That's really good.
But it makes so much sense. I get it.
Next time we do it, we got to use Arizona cities.
Oh, I love that.
It's going to take me a minute.
I'll be Sedona because it's so pretty.
Sedona's a great name. I know a little girl named Sedona.
I know. We have a listener whose name is Sedona. She lives in Sedona.
Such a pretty name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is your country music name? Throw two cities together and bam, there you go. 602-894-5653. Camel Nation, we need to hear from you. Howdy, y'all. Dubuque, Tallahassee here. You're listening to my new single. It's called Straight Out of Florida.
Terrible.
Introduce yourself, Cheyenne.
I am Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Boo! Boo this uncreative name.
It was already there on a silver platter. Don't be mad.
It is very country.
I thought smarter, not harder.
You know what? Your parents did this work for you today.
Exactly. They paved the road so that I could have a smooth drive. Okay.
Oh, I like that. Put that in your next single.
I'm going to.
They paved the road so I can have a smooth drive. Okay, Mr. Abby Baby, what's your country name?
Hello, I am Abernathy Bucksnort.
That's, you win.
At your
I'm
service.
Done.
Abernathy Bucksnort, come on now.
Come on now. That's the name of my first single. Come on
come
now.
On come now. On now.
All right, who do we have now on the phone?
We have Chrissy in Chandler.
Hey, good morning, Chrissy.
Hello.
Hi.
All right.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Conway Twitty threw together two names to create his country music name. What would your country music name be?
Okay, so he did two towns, so I would do two towns, just like him. Okay. And I would do Scarlet, because I'm from Scarlet Town, Alabama.
Oh, we can tell.
Yeah, and then Nash would be my last name, short for Nashville.
Oh. Scarlet Nash.
Scarlet Nash.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a really good country music singer
That's
name.
A great name.
And then I could just like wear like something red every time, and then like that could be my color.
You can always have like an iconic red lip.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, always. days. Oh, we have created.
And then we can introduce you on the radio and be like, this is the latest from Scarlett Nash.
Oh! I like it! Oh, sensational.
That was a good one.
That was amazing.
Doesn't that just sound so cute?
Well, thank you for checking in.
Thank y'all.
All right, Nico, I hope that we can get a winner this week because we're getting close. On, it's Nico. Thursday. We've got Cynthia from Levine who is so excited to play Minute to Win It.
Fired up, and I love it.
Cynthia, you're going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You're going to go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. There is no second chances, okay?
Okay.
Let's play Minute to Win It.
Let's go.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
4.
In which ocean can you find the Bermuda Triangle?
Atlantic.
How many chambers is the heart divided into?
4.
What is the name of our galaxy?
Milky Way.
A golden anniversary represents how many years of marriage?
50.
What is the elevation of the highest peak in Arizona?
12,633 feet.
What do you call the particles that orbit the nucleus of an atom?
Electrons.
What is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise?
A Venus.
Which element has the chemical symbol Fe?
Fe?
Yes.
40 seconds to go.
Stellium.
No, that's not it. No, none of those are it. But you got to question number 9. You were right there. Cynthia, which means you did not get all 10, which is 10 is to win the grand prize. However, we're still going to send you to Disneyland.
Thank you. My girls are going to be so excited.
Cynthia, you're going to take 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland resort tickets, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My gosh. Thank you both so much. I love you both so much.
Oh, we love you.
I love my wife. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne.
I feel like you're trying to convince yourself.
It's every time I talk about my wife, Brooklyn Dana, on the radio, I have to preface it with I love my wife. Because it always sounds like I'm like coming down on her.
You do love your wife so much.
But you have to understand, people. She provides me with so much class A content on the radio.
She is a character. She is the definition of main character energy in her own world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her world right now is a disaster zone of klutziness.
Oh, no!
She's getting ready for bed. She came out of the shower. She's changing from her towel into her pajamas in the walk-in closet. Now, mind you, it's a little tight in there. We don't have, like, the Buxton's closet. But, you know, she has a lot of stuff packed in there. And one thing that she has is her, like, perfume, a shelf with the perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, she caught the arm of her sleeve on the perfume. Perfume goes flying off the shelf, smashes on the ground.
No.
Perfume everywhere.
Oh, that sounds like an allergic asthma nightmare.
Oh, when I tell you, it's a beautiful scent in doses, but this dose was overdose.
Ooh, that's the worst.
She leaves the door to said walk-in closet open, comes downstairs where I'm getting my water prepared to go back upstairs so that I can lay down for the night. And I hear this. Babe, you're gonna kill me.
Oh, no. She doesn't even set it up right.
Babe, you're gonna kill me. It stinks so bad in a bedroom.
So it's like, what'd you do, fart?
I'm like, what? What do you mean? What could possibly, did we have like a sewage backup? What the hell is happening?
Did you miss the piddle pad?
She said, oh no, it's my favorite perfume. It's broken. I knocked it off the counter and it broke, babe. When I tell you, I smelled it on her from her just walking up to me, and I started to make my way upstairs. I'm like,
oh, fumigation. Yeah.
I had to close the door. I had to put a towel, like, you know, when you tried to keep the scents of away from people.
Yeah.
When you would close the door. Abe knows all about this in his childhood.
Apples and lighters. We get it.
Apples and lighters. Apples.
Everyone who's under the age of 50 just went, Hell yeah.
So I did that, and it cut the scent down by like half.
That's actually quite a bit, especially when you're dealing with that much perfume.
That's not even the point of my story here.
Okay.
Okay, that's portion one of Klutzy Dana, Brooklyn Dana.
Oh, this is a saga.
So we went out to sushi.
Uh-huh.
We came back, and she goes, oh no, I have a splinter. I'm like, what? What the hell were you doing? Did you go to Home Depot today? And I didn't know it.
Splinter?
Where did you get a splinter? She goes, from my chopstick.
Stop it. Who gets a splinter from their chopstick?
She got a splinter from high octane usage of chopsticks.
Oh my God.
At what point of the splinter entering your finger using a chopstick did you say, oh, that hurts? Because when I get a splinter, it's because I grabbed some wood in a fast motion.
Yeah.
Or like I ran my hand across a wooden plank floor or something.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't come from eating with chopsticks. I'm pretty convinced that my wife is the first person on the planet to get a splinter eating with chopsticks.
Poor Dana.
Now, that being said, Klutzes of the Camel Nation. Number one, if you got a splinter, I need to hear this story from a chopstick. Specifically, 602-894-5653. I want to know about your klutzy tendencies. Please help my wife, my beautiful, darling wife, come to terms with, she's just a klutz.
She just needs to know that there are other people like her.
Yeah, exactly. I love my wife.
I love how much you love your wife.
I love how much you love my love for my wife.
It's a beautiful thing.
I do not, however, love her clutziness.
It can be a problem. Case in point.
It's carelessness, people. It's carelessness.
Okay? Is it?
I don't think she has some bad aura about her that like follows her around and makes her do klutzy things.
She's just clumsy.
She's just careless. She's just like, oh yeah, whatever. I don't care about that. Whatever. I'm like, what do you mean, whatever? No, babe, you're going to end up hurting yourself one day.
Yeah, you do have to be careful.
Apparently, the Camel Nation's klutzy as heck, too.
So she's not alone.
No.
Love that for her.
All right, we got Nick and Avondale on the phone. Morning, Nick.
Morning, y'all. How you doing?
Morning.
We're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good today so far, but I just want to say, Nico, like your wife and we must be related because I have just like the worst luck following me around all the time.
What do you mean? Like, are you always breaking stuff?
So, like, all the time. I'm always, like, accident prone. Like, as Albert King once said, like, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, literally. So
that's really unfortunate.
Quite a quote right there.
I know. I'm kind of impressed.
No, that's my song. But 6 months ago, I actually rear-ended a cop.
Oh! That's like...
Just like
you slammed into him.
I mean, he had like a whiplash.
It wasn't even like a little tiny fender bender. Like you slammed into the guy.
I don't even know how I did it.
Oh,
I don't even. I was like,
you could have rear-ended anybody in the world.
You would have had better luck.
The worst,
rear-ending President Trump.
The worst like, person ever to rear-end is a police officer.
We're sorry
about
that. What
did he do? Did he get out of the car and go, hey, yeah, I guess you didn't see me, huh?
License and registration. What do you say?
Honestly, the look he gave me was like, you know, are you a bleeping moron?
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense. That sounds accurate.
And then your response would be,
yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Actually, this is so
well, okay. All right, so I'm going to tell my wife that story, and I don't think she'll feel bad anymore.
Your closet just needs new carpet, but it's fine.
Thank you. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Being that our show has been said to sound like a podcast, which I thought people like podcasts.
It's literally.
Not according to Joanne.
It's always Joanne.
No, I don't know. I forgot what her name was, but here's some relevant information that you won't find on a podcast.
I'm here for it.
We are about to go to a photo shoot for our very popular Camel Country camo hats.
That's new news to me. I had no idea what hat it was for. News was never passed on.
We're going to start selling this hat.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Oh, do you have yours?
No.
All right. We're selling them, so I'm sure they're going to have some.
I would hope so.
We're going to go visit our friends at State 48. So look out for the every photo that I post with this hat on. One person will always be like, no fail.
I want that hat.
Hey, can I get that hat?
Yeah. So they're all really swanky. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they are very cool.
Swanky was not the word, but
yeah,
it worked.
Yeah, they're opposite of swank. They're swanky.
They're swanky.
A little wonky.
They're camelicious.
Yeah, they're camouflage, and they say camel. Yeah. 1079 on them. So
they're pretty cool.
Get you one. We'll let you know how to grab one. On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow for a Friday, baby.
Yes.
Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.